I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Oh my goodness.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Alrighty, football cards collecting and investing. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. And Andy, when we were getting our prep ready for today's show, I see Jaden Daniels on the thumbnail. And I could talk Jaden Daniels cards all day long, baby.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so can I. He's still the highest sold buy and sold player right now on eBay by far. I mean, I'm looking at the data. This guy is just transacting like crazy. I mean, right now, he's got over 1,000 buy it now solds on eBay in the past 24 hours. And he's only up to 5,282 different rookie cards. That's still about half of what JJ McCarthy has. JJ McCarthy, Carter, I don't know if you realize this, has 10,681 different rookie cards, according to tradingcarddatabase.com. That's different print varieties, different sets, everything. This is going back to his college days as well. These are rookie cards. And so Jaden's still at half of that, but yet transacting at a rate twice as high as JJ McCarthy.
Unreal. It's absolutely unreal. And I look at it like this. You know, I've gone back and forth whether or not I should sell some of my Jaden collection for the sake of getting back in when he's no longer the hottest name, because I am going to be a long-term Jaden collector. But obviously, Andy, I would advise people to, maybe if you're holding Jaden Daniels right now, wait a little bit closer to the season and sell just a week or so before the season begins, or you could probably sell now and still make good money.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I had somebody reach out to me with a really nice Jaden Daniel card, and they were wanting me to help them price out how much to sell it for. And I was like, well, here's the big question you got to ask yourself. Do you want to sell it now, or do you want to sell it when his price spikes, when we get to close to the season, when the season starts? Because as you can see, I mean, like the Red Pandora, we talked about this card a little bit last week, but even for Jaden, down in the past 6 months, he is down 26%. If we zoom in the last 30 days, not much movement, but obviously not much movement up either. And he's still the hottest name we talk about. So as you can see, is not really a great time for the price to spike. It's not going to spike right now. There's nothing driving the spike. So right now, yeah, sure, you can make money. You could sell if you pull them out of a pack. But if you're buying Jaden, you got to hold them. And honestly, if you pulled it out of a pack, if you want your best price, you got to hold them.
Yes. And we have a few Jaden bag holders. Let's go with Mark D first. He says, I have two Jaden Opticalos Papas Jim Mint 10s. sell now or hold a bit longer and sell this buy it now's at $600. Now, before you answer this, Andy, we get this a lot as far as, oh, I missed this show when it was live, or I missed it when you guys started from the beginning. Never be afraid to join us midway through. Never. Okay. You can always rewind and watch from the beginning. In fact, if you want to watch from the beginning, you can actually push the little YouTube thing, or if you're listening to this podcast, whatever, you can actually push it back yourself manually. So look, if you're joining us now, come on in. The water's warm, baby. But yes, Jaden Opticalo's PSA 10. If you have two of them, Mark, and you absolutely need some cash now, list one now. But honestly, I would, if I were you and not in a pinch, list it a little bit higher than the normal buy it now price and see if you could get it. And you would be shocked with Jaden Daniels. People are seeing and buying very quickly.
Seeing and buying, they sure are. This card's only got a population of 14 right now. So I would be, holding those close to the vest. You got a premium card here with a low population, solid conversion rate so far. Obviously, it's a new set, so we're getting numbers back all the time here. But at a 45% conversion rate right now, raw to PSA 10, that's pretty solid. Well, then
he should list one now if it's still early. You know what I'm saying? If it's still early in the pop count, I would definitely list one now. Definitely.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you can go and so, for example, the Bo Nix was at 300. It's, very low population right now, so you have an advantage there. Look at the CJ Stroud Optic Holo PSA 10, $150. But, of course, he's in a dip right now, so let's pull up somebody like Joe Burrow, Carter, see what his Optic Holo. Joe Burrow's Optic Holo PSA 10 is at a current trend of $382, and you're getting more than that right now on the Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, you should list.
I mean, go ahead and take advantage of the new product and the early PSA 10 results with a pop 14, because you're going to be looking at least a population of 1,800 in a couple years on Jaden, that card for Jaden. And grade rate's pretty similar from 2020, but you got to think that, let's look, Carter, 2-year high on that card for Joe Burrow, 600 back in July of 2023. Let's look, 2024 preseason with 455, 600. So I don't know, about a $500 average there. So maybe list it for 499 and let it rip.
I would go higher.
600?
I think Mark's about right if he really doesn't want to move him. If you want to move him now, I would definitely list it at like 550 or best offer. And I guarantee you, if you list that card right now at 550, you'll get a best offer at 500 and it'll move. I really do believe it. With Jaden being the hottest name, hot set, also fresh PSA slab. So the buyer knows he's getting a nice looking slab. And there you go. But as Joel also points out, PSA is taking forever for a lot of people at this point. So, Mark, you can't go wrong either way with JD5. Terry says, I have 20 PSA 10 JD Panini Rookie of the Year cards. He's going to wait until closer to the season, only getting 45 each. 20, Terry, 20. My goodness gracious. Look, Terry could if I can do my math correctly here, he could give 5 to each member of his family here. Give one to his wife. Give one to his two lovely infants here. But there you go, Terry. I would definitely sell some of those. If you have 20, that means the pop is probably pretty high. I don't know how much that card in particular will spike, but you do, Terry. You do. Oh, gee, look what Terry said. Gym rate was 95%.
Wow. That's very hard to find. Very hard to find. Very great gym rate.
Yes.
By raw opportunity.
And then Mark T follows up. This is part of it as well, Andy. He said he bit the bullet and did a 20-day grading to be first to market. So that if you did 20-day, what I don't know what 20-day PSA pricing is now. That would have to have been $75 to get that card graded. Isn't that right? Like anywhere 50 to 75 to do 20-day.
You gotta factor in that cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would throw a little promotion on it. I mean, throw like 2% promotion. I mean, you have very low population, so you're not competing against hardly anybody, but they're gonna be coming back quick. So maybe you list it at 600 like you recommended. Throw 2.5% promotion on it and see what happens.
Yeah, so it's at $40 per card.
Okay.
That's actually not bad for expedited. If I want it to be first to market, yeah, it's definitely, that might be a hobby tip from your boy a little bit later. And then obviously plus tax, it was at 45. So there you go. Let's move on to a different player. James says, should he buy back into Saquon Barkley, Andy?
Yeah, I don't think Saquon Barkley is low enough for me. I think the play alternate to Saquon Barkley that I like is Christian McCaffrey. So I do like the veteran running back play, but I like making it on Christian McCaffrey over Saquon Barkley. I was actually looking at their numbers before the stream. I wanted to talk about these guys. I've got Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, and Saquon pulled up next to each other. They all have pretty similar population counts in terms of like print run and variety with their draft years. This is before the big boom in 2020. So when I go and look at, you know, the numbers, Derrick Henry's Prism PSA 10, which comes silver standard, is at an average of 240. Christian McCaffrey's only an average of 130 right now.
Wow.
Saquon Barkley's base Prism PSA 10 at an average of 130. So, and he's got a silver Prism that is incredibly rare from 2018. That's going to be hard to find. But, you know, when you look at his base Prism compared to Christian McCaffrey's at the same price, I really like this play on Christian McCaffrey right now. And I like, look at the history on that, you know, playoffs 2024, this was $300 buy now, even going back to the beginning of last year, this was a $200+ card. And right now you could potentially get it for around $100, $112 buy it now this past Thursday, Carter.
That is insane for C-Mac.
Yeah.
And they got an easy schedule this year. A lot of the sharps have the 49ers with the easiest schedule relative to their talent level. I do think their defense is bad. I think that's actually a good thing for McCaffrey. And look, Andy, even Brock Purdy, if you will. I know you're in on the Brock train.
Yeah, I am, because we've seen the same dip, you know, due to the team scenario. Christian McCaffrey obviously dealing with coming off an injury as well, but we're seeing the same dip on Brock Purdy, and obviously he's their franchise guy moving forward. And that positively impacted his cards a little bit, but it was like a little blip in the radar, and now they've just kind of flatlined and leveled back out. So Brock Purdy is in that same bucket for me.
Let's go to Don. Well, actually, I want to talk a little bit more about Bryce, but Don's been with us. Don's been with us for a while. He says, got a Jaden Daniels signature class chrome auto for well under comps, $250 this week. You think those will hold more value since that set is top's take on contenders?
Jaden Daniels signature class chrome auto. Well, look at the rookie autograph is a great asset to be holding, especially for a guy like Jaden Daniels. I like the price point you got it at, honestly. I think that those will hold more value compared to the other Topps unlicensed sets that you've seen released, but I don't think it's going to do better than like, for example, a Panini Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto, which Contenders Rookie Ticket Autos are coming out right now. And obviously, there's a lot of guys not in that are Fanatics exclusive. But, I mean, if for example, if Michael Penix were to ascend to the same performance level and skill level as Jaden Daniels, his rookie ticket auto would end up taking over this Jaden Daniels signature class chrome auto. That is totally hypothetical. I'm just saying if Penix were to ascend to that level, you know, let's say he takes the Falcons to a championship game this year, you know, and more or less his rookie season, his rookie ticket auto would end up coming out a lot higher. I would venture to say close to $1,000 for the base one. And I think Jaden's, if he had a rookie ticket auto, that's where it would be as well. I mean, it would be at least $750. And, you know, you're able to find these for $250. And it's because of the licensing issue.
Right. Here's what we're going to do, Andy. Because, look, let's be honest. We like to talk about all the players, but Jaden is the guy. It's not my Jaden Daniels bias. So, but I did want to show everyone this card. So if you don't mind, Andy, can you share my, there we go. And look at this, man. Look at this card.
That's beautiful.
It is a beautiful card. And I get what they were trying to do, trying to make this rookie ticket auto-y. I get what they were trying to do. Mandy, because your favorite card of any set is a rookie ticket auto. So I'll defer to you, your opinion on the design of this card.
By far, my favorite set is a rookie ticket auto. Such a sweet spot. And the new designs look great. I'm really excited about them. This card does have some elements of that, and I do like it. I like the fact it's got their little RC shield. It's kind of like they put this QB in such big, bold, you know, font there to distract you from the fact that they don't have Washington Commanders or NFL trademarks anywhere, which I think is smart. So, you know, yeah, I think this card's going to do okay as his rookie auto, but it's still like the serious collectors know that it's unlicensed. So it does kind of, but it does say Washington, you know, but that's it, you know. So it's going to do okay, but it's still going to be like maybe one step above a Leaf card. I like the design though, Carter.
Yeah, it's grown on me. And this is an on-card auto, it looks like.
Really? I mean, that little spot right there on the card.
Oh, yeah, it does. No, it is a sticker.
I'm going to say, like, there's no, like, that little spot on the card.
Actually, I don't know, Andy. I don't know. I've not held one, so I don't know. This looks on-card.
Let us know in the chat, guys. Is this on-card or
Don
sticker?
Don would know.
I'm going sticker. It's just a like a really clear sticker.
See,
but it should have those little, you know, reflectors on it, like the watermarks. Oh, Don is saying it's on card.
Let's
saying
go.
You're right, Carter.
Don't. And like as Tim points out, it does say in the title on card auto.
Thanks,
but
Tim.
Tim has an actual legit reason to be a Jaden fan. But that card's grown on me now because it is indeed on a card. My thing is, though, and this was going to be my hobby tip of the week, Andy, is don't pay attention to the eBay listings because, you know, this is the most common one, Andy. When people say this is a game-worn patch, it's not. Flip the image around and see if it says player-worn or this isn't from any specific event or whatever. And people will put that in the eBay title to mislead you. Another common one is base prism versus silver prism. Okay, people will put silver prism in the title because the base card is indeed silver, but that's not what silver means in the context of sports cards. Silver, of course, is the refractor rainbow finish. Now, why did they do that? I don't know. why did Panini release a set called Prism so we can have prisms and prisms? If you really know cards, you know exactly. All of that made sense. I don't know. There's a lot of stupid things when it comes to the verbiage. So that was going to be my hobby tip of the week because, Andy, before I go to bed once a week, I search game-worn patches, and it is so exhausting when on every patch I have to flip the damn card around myself to see if it says game-worn, player-worn, because people lie all the time on it. So there you go.
Yeah, I just assume that it's not, you know, most 9 times out of 10, it's not. So, But Carter, my hobby tip this week is looking at sealed product. There's a lot to talk about right now when it comes to sealed product and new sets coming out. Best sellers right now on blowoutcards.com. Number one is their sale for $50 on the top signature class football mega box. But it's important to come in here and look at what their hit rates are on average. So I'm always very leery about the amount of autographs you're going to get in this box. And look, of course, what it says, with this loaded autograph base set, you can collect over 130 of the top rookie autographs. But then you look at the box break, 6 inserts, 1 numbered parallel, 10 rookie class base cards, 4 base card blue and orange parallels, 6 base card bronze parallels. I don't see anywhere in there that you're going to get an autograph in this set. So I am very leery that of how many autographs you're going to pull, what the autograph pull rate is. So I'd recommend you go to YouTube and you type this set in and watch the guys that are getting cases out of this stuff, and watch them rip it and see what the hit rate is like. Now it could take some time, but you know, that's what I would do before I start buying it, honestly.
Let's get through some comments here. Perry, who's always showing us love, Mr. Andrew Perry, loves him some Prism Deca. I love Deca as well. I get down with the Deca.
Yeah, a lot of guys think that's undervalued. I've actually got one here that from our guy that I'm Ryan that I'm taking to the card show here in Tampa this weekend to get autographed in person by Jalen McMillan.
Well, let's see it.
Yeah, I got it. It's here somewhere. Oh, I put it away.
Well, I want to see it because right. you can't just bring it up and while Andy looks for that card, I agree with you, Perry. I love Deca. James as well says the same thing. But James, understand that Deca is not going to go for as much as the non-inserty Prism cards. So there you go. Man, that is beautiful.
It's a gold Jalen McMillan, numbered out of 10. So beautiful cards. Hard this camera's not doing
justice.
Gold out of 10. So it's a beautiful card. Gold out of 10. Great card to have for any player. It's the Prism Deca. And guess what marker he got for it? Red Sharpie paint pen.
Good.
Oof.
Well, Andy?
Now, Jalen's signature is a little underwhelming, so I'm going to be like, come on, Jalen. Lean into this one, brother. We went the extra mile, man. This is a nice card. And he's going to be like, don't you know who you're talking to? And his bodyguards are probably going to beat me up, but I'm going to try and get him to lean into this one, give me a good auto.
Yeah, so please, whatever you do, Andy, prep the hell out of that new pen.
Make sure I use it.
Yes.
Before just like, hold on, Jalen, let me peel the wrapper off of this and just hand it to him.
Dude, I screwed that up so bad. Now I'm prepping a pen for my little Boosie signature. God, I think about it all the time. I'm like, it's such a rookie mistake. But, you know, it's interesting. I saw this video, Roth Cards, who owns like all the one of ones we've talked about him on here. I've met him before. And he went up to Michael Penix and showed Michael Penix. He said something like, this is a $40,000 card. And Penix looked at it and was like, oh, okay. It looked like he was kind of disinterested. I was like,
yeah. I made that much in training camp, son.
Yes. But there we go. Let's go to Game Winner Extreme. Do you think alternate uniform cards will hold more value than comparable cards.
Especially for the Bengals. Bengals white stripe that they wear, that black and white stripe. You get that with the zebra print?
Oh, don't get me started, bro. I think about that Jamar Chase select field level all the time. I just don't have the funds, man. I got to get a job, like an actual, not the content creation side of things, which I enjoy. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But now I want to get a big boy job so I could start buying some of these big boy cards.
Or you can go viral and get you over 100K subs. And once you've made it big time, man, then you can. But seriously, that card, if you look at it, I mean, that card holds extra value, and that card is desirable for the veteran Joe Burrow, the T. Higgins, when they put them in those uniforms and they combine them with those inserts. You wouldn't know it's a zebra stripe. I mean, you could not convince a Bengals fan that that's a zebra stripe card because it just looks freaking good, you know?
Yeah, I think Game Winner Extreme, one thing to point out is most of the NFL alternate uniforms look good. They do. That is not the case in the NBA, where not only do a lot of the alternate uniforms not look good, they have so damn many alternate uniforms that it's hard to keep up. So I do think as far as football, it doesn't matter as much. I will say on the actual base card, like the silver prism, like the actual prism, I want them in their main uniform. All right. I don't want an alternate on that, but I'm fine with an alternate uniform on the other cards. And it's not sports specific, right? Like NBA alternate uniforms on cards, even though I'm not a basketball guy, basketball card guy, huge NBA guy. And that would drive me nuts because all their alternate uniforms suck. They do. Okay.
Why do you want the main uniform on the silver prism and not the alternate uniform?
Because for the most part, I still prefer most NFL teams' main uniforms.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So it's weird because for the Saints, my favorite uniform is their all-white alternate. But for most teams, I would say my favorite uniforms are their main uniforms. I don't know. I go back and forth on that. I will say the Packers throwback uniforms are the ugliest things I've ever seen. So
at least you didn't say anything about the Buccaneers creamsicle.
Oh, dude, I can't hate on those. I can't hate on those. Those are legendary. Those are freaking legendary. But there you go. We'll take one more before we get into Andy's. Oh, well, you already gave your hobby tip of the week. So let's go to James. Would you trade a player their card for a signed game worn jersey if you had a desirable card of theirs?
You have to define desirable for me because, I mean, yeah, if I had like a base rookie ticket auto, yeah, I'd trade it. I'd trade it for a game worn jersey. But, you know, if I had the gold vinyl 101, you know, or Black Finite 101. I guess, Carter, where would it stop? Would it stop at the gold prism out of 10 or something like that?
Yeah. It depends. Probably. It depends on the player. Like if it's a, you know, backup defensive back and he's into card collecting, then yes, a game worn uniform straight swap for the card is fair. But, you know, Deshaun Watson once collected all his prisms. Some players would be very interested in getting their cards. I will say, Andy, this actual hypothetical is very common in baseball. The baseball players love to collect their own stuff. Corbin Carroll, I've seen so many. Mike Trout, of course, is the biggest collector of them all, but I've seen so many like rare cards of those players get traded for a game used bat or a game used jersey, which is pretty cool.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'd say, you know, it's just got to be kind of worth it. You know, I would have no problem doing it all the way up to something that's like numbered out of 22. Like maybe I draw the line like a cracked ice rookie ticket auto out of 25 or something, depending on the player. You know, if that was a quarterback, prime quarterback, I probably wouldn't do it. But, you know, maybe somebody else I would.
I do have something to share. I didn't know that this was going to happen, but this is how much I love the football card quest and the audience and all of that. I am not an important person, Andy. You know this, okay? But a college football Hall of Famer who played in the NFL for a very long time just called me.
What?
Yeah, and he's been a friend of mine. Through YouTube, I helped him with something, and he helped me with a lot of stuff. And he actually sent me a jersey, an autographed jersey. Now, I don't know if it's game used or not, but this is how much I love you guys. I said, hey, I'll call you back. I wasn't leaving the show.
You said you call him back for the football card quest.
Well, yeah. I mean, I swear I'm not making this up, because that's what I was looking down. I was like, this is interesting, man. And this dude's a player. Like he's now my old schoolers would know this name, but here's what we'll do. I will share who it is if Andy gets $50 in super chats by the end of the show.
See, Carter, this is where you're not big time yet, because you should have stayed on the phone with him.
No, but he's a friend. If Joe Burrow was calling me, then I would literally hold a middle finger in the air to you guys and say I gotta go, but I have a relationship with this guy Paulus. That's not crazy. He knows that I'm going to call him back. I know he's going to pick it up. But if it was Jamar Chase calling me, I know for sure if I called him back, he does not owe me a pickup, if you will. But there you go. But that's how much I love doing this show.
I appreciate you, brother. Every little bit of you, man.
But yeah, you pick the next topic. I'll run it in.
Well, a couple more new releases coming out. You guys really need to be aware of this. This is a hobby tip coming at you here. Select big set, big checklist comes out just 2 days, coming out this Friday, guys. Hobby boxes, as you can see here, out of stock. It's gonna be flying onto eBay pretty quick. They're going to be breaking this set like crazy this weekend. So expect a lot of that. Those field levels and the autograph cards, they have some really nice RPAs out of this set. Obviously, you get the zebra print, the cosmic. You know, you get some really nice inserts that are rare serial number cards. Those are the cards you want to focus on out of this set. The base concourse and suite level and you know, stuff like that out of this set just don't really move. Also, I would say look at selling your mosaic cards. Right now is not a great time, so it's still having to buy it now, and they're going to be okay in September, but they're going to be overshadowed pretty soon. Sets like Mosaic and Phoenix are going to be overshadowed pretty soon by Select, and it's not just Select, because next week you've got Contenders coming out. The base set of Contenders is coming out. This is going to have all the rookie ticket autos people are chasing. You see, it's not sold out, Carter. That's because it's hard to pull a rookie ticket auto out of these boxes, and a lot of people chase the singles. But trust me, it's going to be – people are going to be ripping it and breaking it a lot. It also goes into retail stores. So you got that. And then you've got Optic Contenders coming out just a week after that. So really?
That close together?
Yeah, man. They're hitting June really hard with the rest of the, you know, premium sets from last year's draft class, because right now is an off season when they feel like more people have more time to get into these sets and reflect on last season and buy into these sets. So it's a marketing ploy by Panini here, you know, to just kind of get attention. So yeah, but it's really important to be aware of. And then before you know it, look at this, man, July, They've already got release dates announced for Luminance, Donruss Elite. This is earlier than previous years. Way earlier than previous years. And this is already out of stock. This is going to have your pen pals, your turn of the century autos. A lot of times this features, it's got pro NFL trademarks, and sometimes it's got photoshopped pro uniforms or players in like their pro uniform practice jerseys. So this could be the first pro uniform set. The Luminance has those nice on card year one rookie autos, and a lot of times they put like the pro NFL logo and helmet and stuff on there. So you can see the Donruss Elite is more desirable because of the pen pals and the turn of the century autos and stuff. So yeah, keep your eye out for that. I mean, and that's July, Carter. Those normally, like last year, that was the end of August, beginning of September, this set came out. So that tells me that the other Panini pre-orders that you bought off their website for the Panini instance, the RPS First Looks, may come out much earlier this year as well, which is exciting for us guys trying to flip for profit.
Yeah, so just for clarity here, the Elite and Luminance is for the 2025 rookie class. So
This is
Cam Ward. And then if you can roll back up a little bit, keep going. All right, so if, let's just say like you're new to football cards and you didn't understand all of this. 2024, these are going to be Jaden Daniels, Drake May rookie cards. All right, yeah. So that's why the year is important when you look to buy boxes, right? Because the year that's there is going to have the rookie cards from that draft class. So from the 2024 draft class, it's going to be 2024, obviously, cards. So I just wanted to clear that up. That Crown Jewels looks sick. Dear Lord. That's nasty.
Yeah, hopefully they made that a case hit and they didn't make multiple parallels of it to water it down. That'd be nice. That would be a really nice case hit, though.
And that's Jamar and the zebra print alternate that we were talking about.
There you go.
Serendipitous. You love it. So I guess the best rookie auto in this would be Penix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be Penix or isn't J.J. McCarthy Panini autograph eligible?
Ooh, I don't know.
I have to go back and look at the Fanatics autograph exclusive players from last year. Honestly, off the top of my head, I know it's about a dozen key guys. But you know, 2025 is obviously going to be different because Panini's been signing more guys to their own deals, kind of.
Travis Hunter be in all these boxes, so we'll
get
Travis Hunter Prism autos. Thankfully,
did you see that tip in INT he made in practice yesterday?
Oh, it's insane!
Yeah,
it is insane. Let's go to James. He says, "I also have come to find out selling or buying at my local card shop is not the move, unless you desperately need cash. We both have to make money, but they don't pay out good like eBay," says James. Nah. Yes, that is indeed true. However, card shops are willing to deal more in straight cash, right? You know, they have rent to pay. So, you know, when I go into a card shop or a brick and mortar, if you will, like an actual card shop, I am more willing to let my cards go for less because not only am I getting cash for the deal, I don't have to worry about eBay. I don't have to worry about the shipping of the card, the delivering of the card, if any funny business is going on. The thing that I love about dealing with the card shop is I don't have to deal with the stress of shipping a card. Now, you shouldn't, like if it's $1,000 difference from what they want, yeah, you should just go ahead and sell it on eBay. But you're also avoiding the tax ban. You're also avoiding a lot of different things. So look, I don't own an LCS. I don't really know a gazillion LCS owners, but there is a huge benefit of just letting the card go for the cash.
Yeah, and find a card shop that deals based on eBay's comps. Like, I wouldn't deal with a card shop that gives you much lower than that. I get they've got to turn a profit, but what's stopping them from being able to hold the card? They've got, you know, the brick and mortar establishment. They've got the system in place to hold the card. So I would be like, look, but this card's got upside. I mean, this is the time of year. I'll give you comps for it, but the comps right now are lower than what they're going to be August, September. So it's like, I can't really give it to you for much lower than that. And if they still, then yeah, I would decline. But that does remind me, Carter, it reminds me of like what GameStop does with video games. And the reason why this is important, because I just saw an Instagram post yesterday that GameStops, which have approximately 3,000 locations, it was 2,900 something locations across the country, are going to start carrying sports cards and trading cards at every single location. Was their CEO, one of their chairmen, just announced that this week that they are going to start focusing big time on trading cards, including sports cards, at every single one of their locations. And somebody posted the fact that there's more GameStops across the country than there are sports card shops. And so this is going to widen the net, so to speak. This is going to widen the appeal or like how many people can be exposed to the hobby with this. This is going to be huge. It's great for the hobby.
Let's go to Rich Deco. And Rich has been with us for a while. He says GameStop increase grading costs by charging shipping even for pro members, says Rich. So he's an actual GameStop guy when it comes to the PSA stuff. So I see you, Rich. Andy, I think that's good. I do. I think it is good if GameStop becomes a little bit more LCS-y. Look, it would be smart if some sports card shops say, look, maybe we should just go in with them. It is better, though, to have more sports card shops than less. Okay. It just is. God, that's a beautiful card.
Man, maybe they make it game worn. Maybe they find a way to get a little game worn action here.
Oh, look at that triple on.
Oh.
That's sexy, man.
But you notice they don't have any artist proofs in here of what the rookie cards are going to look like.
True.
But we've seen Travis Hunter signing them. We saw there's videos. You can go look at Panini America's X feed, and you can see Travis Hunter and some of the other key guys at the NFLPA event signing their pen pals. So
let's go to Hector. Better investment upside now. Daniels, Knicks, Penix or May? He says Drake May, Andy.
He's sticking with Drake May. Man, yeah, I like May from the team environment with the Patriots. But I like Penix too. Like, I'm kind of torn between them. I'd probably go with May because he plays for the Patriots. I think that alone just, man, really opens the exposure to potential buyers. And I think that could cause his cards to spike a little higher. But I think the Falcons, I think, have a higher performance output potential this year. But they're in a tough division with my Buccaneers. And
you think the NFC South is tough.
It's biased. But it's tough because the Buccaneers are good. And they're a scrappy team. And Baker's in his prime. He's in his prime, man. He's so... You know, maybe that forces the Falcons to have to put up more points. They've got a really good roster. They've got a young coaching staff that's starting to gel. So this is their second year with Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson and stuff. And Penix is getting his full rookie season. They've got weapons. Now, I heard Kyle Pitts is on the trading block. So that could impact him. But they've got some good weapons there with Bijan and Drake London and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But it's just not going to be able to stack up against the Bucks. So from that sense... You know, the Bucks are still running the South. We'll see how your team emerges this year with no Derek Carr and kind of how that shakes out.
We're ass. We are. We are Kim Kardashian badonkadonk levels of ass. I mean, it's just not even worthy of discussion. I wish we weren't ass. And I hope I am surprised, shocked by what transpires with the 2025 New Orleans Saints. But yeah, Hector, I guess if you factor in price, I am a big Drake May guy. I do think by the end of next year, Drake May will be the second best QB in the class. So from a pure profit standpoint, yeah, I could see it with Drake May. But Jaden Daniels, by the end of next year, is still going to be head and shoulders the best quarterback out of those four. Yeah. It is interesting. Hector did not put Caleb Williams' name in there.
No, he didn't, surprisingly. Caleb's got a lot of upside this year, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's just his prices are still... I guess they're fine. I mean, they're not Jaden, but a lot of his hype is still kind of baked into some of it. Don says he dropped a small 5-card sub with GameStop yesterday, and he's hearing that GameStop submissions move faster with Nat Turner being on the board for GameStop.
Makes sense. I could see them absolutely prioritize. It sounds like, you know, there's a little collaboration there behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, Nat bought one of my cards one time off eBay, which is insane. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And funny story, it was 2 years ago before we went to the National, and I was like, well, why would I ship him this rare card that I used to pay to go to the National? I'll just hand it to him. But because eBay started the authentication thing, I had to send it off to Florida and all of it. So I was going to meet up with him, hand him the card that he wanted. He was like, hey, just ship it off. And I didn't get to see him at the National. I would have loved to meet him. Peyton says, how do you feel, Andy, about J.J. McCarthy?
Well, yeah, I mean, NFC North, he's an NFC North guy. I think that he's very appealing. So I believe he does have, I'll just check that, but I believe he does have Panini autograph cards too. Problem from what I've seen, like there's a lot of people out there so buying J.J. McCarthy, so I'd have to compare the prices to Drake May.
I've seen legit super collectors of his Michigan autos. So it's interesting. You know, Michigan's one of the five biggest fan bases out there. He wins the Natty for the first time at Michigan in a very long time. Yeah. So he's extremely, extremely popular. And he looked really good in that one preseason game before the injury. Here's the problem with that preseason game. It was against the Raiders. Raiders backups and their defense played really soft. So I would be careful with J.J. McCarthy. Very careful, because here's the thing. You look at the red Pandoras, and Andy pulled it up for you. The fact that Drake May, who had one of the more ridiculous rookie seasons I've ever evaluated on film, when you factor in by far the worst supporting cast and coaching staff, I felt, of the rookie quarterbacks. So his PSA 10 red Pandora is going for 161, while J.J. McCarthy's is going for 144. That is way too close for a quarterback I've not seen play a regular season game.
And his Prism Silver is even cheaper than J.J. McCarthy's. His Prism Silver PSA 10, 450 current trend. J.J. McCarthy's at 500. Dear. So that's why I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to buy the Drake May here.
Yeah, well, what's the pop count on McCarthy?
So Drake May, 252, 24% grade rate. J.J. McCarthy, 342. So he's a higher population going for more money with a slightly higher grade rate. So Yeah, I'm buying
what
the Drake May. Yeah.
What? I could understand if JJ McCarthy won the freaking Heisman. I can understand that. But Andy, in college, he wasn't that great. He was very good, but he wasn't that great. Maybe it's more that Drake May is undervalued, as Tim points out. But still, I'm not dropping half a G on. I'm just not doing that. God. Ugh. Ugh. That is insane. That is absolutely insane to me.
Sounds like it's your play of the week, man.
What?
Drake May.
Well, look, if the Drake May is at 448 and you pulled up Caleb Williams, okay, that's about where I thought it would be. 730. All right, and then Jaden's is at 1,000. Okay.
Well, Bo Nix.
All right. Bo Nix, 502. So Bo Nix is $200 cheaper than Caleb Williams? Crazy.
Yeah, Caleb is now in that kind of a tier of his own behind Caleb Williams, which it's surprising that Bo Nix has kind of dropped back there. But I think it's all because of the coaching and the weapons they have on paper in Chicago are better than what Denver has on paper. But, I mean, we could debate, you know, you could debate that all day.
And put Jaden Silver Prism up there. By the way, you get access to this being a member of the Patreon. Patreon.com/.
Oh, yeah. No, you actually get access to this by just going directly to slabhawk.com. This is separate. This is just www.slabhawk.com.
Yeah. So Jaden Silver, what's the latest? I know it's at a G.
So we can actually filter down here, Panini Prism, if we want, and then we could filter down even further to Silver. Let's also bring it back out to 180 days. So let's look at total sales, and you could see here in this row. So let's go ahead and put in Silver. We'll just filter down Silver Prism. There you go. So Jaden's currently at an average of $1,400. Current trend, $1,300.
So basically, you can get three-ish Drake Mays for the price of one Daniels. And four-ish Penix for the classic Daniels.
And people have been buying the most the past 30 days. They've been buying Bo Nix, followed by J.J. McCarthy, followed by Drake May, and Caleb Williams. His price has gone down just like 10 bucks. Michael Penix is actually going up. He's going up a decent amount the past 30 days, but doesn't have the same pop as these other guys. And then Jaden holding strong there.
Yeah. I think Jaden is somewhat safe. That is a little high for me at least. But man, Drake May just seems like a value. And when you honestly break it down, is Drake May in the easiest division of all these QBs? I mean, I know Josh Allen is in there, but you know, the coaching in that division isn't anything crazy. The Dolphins are a mess. The Jets are a mess. And the Bills are the Bills. I mean, the Bills have the easiest schedule in the NFL. I don't think anyone's going to disagree and say that the Bills aren't going to win the division. But, man, and Andy, I've been saying this for the last 6-7 months, that Drake May is a buy. That's at least what the film tells you. That's what these prices tell me. And as you know, Andy, I spend a decent amount of time looking at this, more so on the football side of it, but I apply it to the football cards. I just think it's just going to be screaming in everyone's face. Why didn't I do this with Drake May? Why didn't I do it?
Potentially. Well, the Bills is why I get excited about the Bills. There's a lot of ambiguity around their depth chart. That's why my sleeper play of the week card.
Let's go play of the week.
He's a deep sleeper because his cards are super cheap. You know, he's going into his fourth year now, but he's got the talent. and that's Josh Palmer. Josh Palmer, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, added free agency. He's going to be their secondary wide receiver in three wide receiver sets next to Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir. And he's going to have some targets for Dawson Knox too, or Dalton Kincaid primarily. But yeah, I like Josh Palmer. The Bills also get those five primetime games. So I'm attacking teams that get a higher amount of primetime games, especially week one. The Bills play on Friday Night Football to get that extra week one primetime slot. So you want to target Eagles-Cowboys players Thursday night, that's cool, especially on the Cowboys side. Maybe some undervalued players there. But I like this Bills game on Friday night, and I like targeting Josh Palmer to maybe get one of those, you know, look at Isaiah Likely last year. Opening game, opening night, you know, goes off for like 115 yards and a couple touchdowns. His cards went through the roof that night. So, yeah, that's a guy I'm looking for week one, primetime game. Right now you get his rookie ticket out, it's like $5, $5, $10. So there's little to no downside. He's a sleeper stash to hopefully sell in a spike early. Or you have it also for the playoffs. Think Gabe Davis for the Buffalo Bills in former playoff performances. That could be the potential upside we're looking at for Josh Palmer down the stretch for the Buffalo Bills this year.
Interesting. God, Andy, you know, when it comes to plays of the week, you know, I give Drake May out quite a bit, just like throughout episodes. But you know, my favorite types of plays of the week are for my sickos. All right. Yeah. I want to just make a potential like maybe $10, $20 flip. I really love diving deep. All right. And believe it or not, I'm going to go to your Tampa Bay Buccaneers and bring up the name Sean Tucker.
Okay.
There's not many RB3s. All right. Because you know what the hobby tells you, Andy? Don't buy running backs. And you would have to be an absolute cyanide drinking idiot to buy backup running back. But I am that guy. I am willing to take a chance on an RB3 because Sean Tucker's film looks good. He's got a lot of juice out of the backfield. That is an offense I always want to be having pieces of, that Baker Mayfield, Tampa Bay, fun offense. Andy, give me your thoughts. When you watched Sean Tucker play last year, give me your honest thoughts.
Well, it was hit or miss, but when he had the game to himself, so week six against New Orleans, maybe there's this one really stuck with you because it was playing your team. When he went off for 192 yards and two touchdowns, I mean, that was insane, dude. Insane. And that was on just 14 carries. So overall, his numbers last year, 6.2 yards per carry, small sample size on 50 attempts. But, I mean, that was really solid. So I think Bucky Irving's going to continue to be, more or less the primary guy all around. But Sean Tucker, in the event of an injury, I mean, he has got some serious juice out of the backfield and can have a huge spike game where it's like, holy crap. And he does definitely spikes in value because of it.
His autos suck. I'll pull it up myself. He's got the Marvin Harrison, George Pickens level autos. And I hate this. Okay. I mean, look at that. It doesn't even look like an ST. It looks like an LC or LI, basically. But look at these rookie ticket autos, $1. So this would be obviously $3 out the door for a rookie ticket auto of a player who has some juice, $4 out the door, $5 with tax and all of it. Cracked ice out of 22.
Wow. There's no downside. The cards don't get any cheaper than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I watched some of his highlights on Twitter recently. I was like, man, you know what? I like Sean Tucker. I drafted him as a rookie in my season long. And when he's had a chance to play, he's been fine. So, you know, and the funny thing about Ryan's point, I am not out on Rashad White. I think Rashad White's still good. He's a good pass catching back, but you know, some feel he's a little washed. So I could see Rashad White getting traded to a contender, and then it'd be the Sean Tucker, Bucky Irving show. Sign me up for Sean Tucker for a rookie ticket auto for $2 with a $125 shipping. So four-ish, $5 out the door. Sure. Let's do it. But you got to be a sicko. That's what I'm saying. This isn't my favorite play of the week. This is not my favorite.
We're giving out deep sleepers this week.
Yeah, I gave you Elijah Badger last week. And some of y'all went crazy. Y'all sent me screenshots of y'all buying Elijah Badger cards. But I always like to find the $1. I'm the guy that goes through the $1 bins at Chills. That's me. That's me. But there you go. All right, Andy, I'll let you take a few more here, and then we'll skedaddle.
Yeah, this has been a great show, man. Right at the hour mark. So we got to sign off, but I appreciate you guys. Stay tuned. Hit the card show up this weekend. I'll be out there getting Jalen McMillan's auto. And stay tuned for more awesome content this summer. Football Card Quest, baby.
Let's go. Peace out.
Boom. Peace.